प्राणों में मधुरस घोले, किरणों की बाहें खोले, प्राणों में मधुरस घोले, आओ आओ गुंजन है,
बनना है संपूर्ण हो सकती
सभी बच्चों को। एक देशी जो ओरिजिनल सबका देश
Today, Bap Dada is reminding all the children of that one
vision,
your original land, the land of all souls. You know it, don't you? It is such a lovely region. It is such a lovely world. Bap Dada also has come from that land to meet all the children. The children are happy to meet the father, and the father is happy to meet the children. Today, Bap Dada is seeing six forms or five main forms of the children.
Vajmukhi, Brahma ka bhi gayan.
This is why there is praise of Brahma with five faces.
Apne vajroopon ko jante ho na.
You know about your five forms, don't you? The first one is your original form of a point of light. Did that form come in front of you? It is such a beautiful, sparkling form. The second is the deity form. Even that form is so lovely and unique. The third form is your worship-worthy form of the middle of the cycle. The fourth form is your Brahmin form of the confluence age. Even that form is so great. And the fifth form is the angelic form. All these five forms are so lovely. Today, Bap Dada is teaching you children the exercise of the mind. Because the mind pulls the children towards itself sometimes. Therefore, today Bap Dada
exercise
sikhana, Therefore, today Bap Dada is teaching you the exercise for making the mind stable. Exercise, to do the exercise of these five forms throughout the day. And practice in such a way that whatever form you think of, experience that form in your mind also. Just as when you think of, when you say that you are a point of light, at that moment, that sparkling form should come in front of you. In the same way, all the five forms in the same way, bring all the five forms in front of you and experience them. In 1 hour, take at least 5 seconds for this drill. If you can do more, then in every hour, exercise for 5 minutes of this drill. Bring the five forms in front of you.
Manako is a ruane. Exercise me.
Make your mind busy in this spiritual exercise. Then, with this exercise, your mind will always stay fit, okay? Will stay fit. Just as exercise of the body keeps the body healthy, similarly, this exercise will keep the mind strong. Powerful.
Yes,
bring that form in your mind in 1 second. What do you think? Is it easy to do it or do you think it is difficult to do it? You will not find it difficult to do it. Why? Because you have done this exercise many times. You have done it in every kalpa. To bring one's own form in front is never difficult. As each form will come in front of you, as you will bring each form in front of you, you will begin to experience that form easily. Some children say we wish to experience these forms, but sometimes the mind goes somewhere else. You wish to keep your mind busy in one particular thought, but then the mind starts wandering and goes somewhere else. Sometimes even carelessness comes in the mind. So, Bab Dada wishes that you experience this exercise for 5 seconds or if possible 5 minutes in every hour. Do it for 5 minutes. And make the mind be diverted to this side. It is good to allow the mind to be diverted to what you wanted to think of, and then do your other work. You have to do your work also, because you can't do without doing work. The service of the yajna, the service of the world, that all of you are doing already, and you have to do it. But then, after doing the drill for 5 minutes, then continue to do your task of whatever you are doing. Is there anyone who says that I do not have time of even of 5 minutes or even 5 seconds to do this? If there is anyone who says that I do not have time for this exercise at all, not even 5 seconds for that. Anyone, raise your hand if you think you don't have time for this exercise. No one? No one says that he doesn't have time of 5 minutes or at least 5 seconds to do this exercise. So everyone can spare time for this, is it not? So, you should do this exercise again and again, even whilst, if you do this exercise again and again, every hour, in between your tasks which you are doing, then you will also experience the intoxication of it. Because Baba has given the mantra, Man Manabhav, keep your mind in me. So with the experience of this mantra, your mind will become the instrument for conquering Maya. Baba Saiming was mantra, yantra, mantra. You know, if you use this mantra, then your mind will become the yantra, the instrument for conquering Maya. Because Bap Dada has told you that as the time will move on, accordingly,
stop.
You will have to give a full stop in 1 second. You will have to give a full stop in 1 second. Therefore, by doing this exercise, you will get help for becoming Manmanabhav, for keeping your mind in Baba. Why is Baba saying all this? Because Bap Dada has noticed. Bap Dada has observed that all those who give speeches to whomever you give the message, or whoever gives the message, then what do you say at that time when you are giving a speech or giving the message? You say, you say that we are instrumental for transforming the world. That we are instrumental for transforming the world. This is what you say to others when you give a speech or give the message. So, as you say that you have to transform the world, then before doing that, You have to make your mind so powerful. So that whatever you want to think at that time, you whatever you want to think at a particular time, at that moment the thought should be able to think only that. You order the mind and it should be able to obey you in 1 second, just as your physical senses, just as when you order your physical senses, for example, raise your hand, lower your hand, so you order your hand to raise or to lower it, then the hand goes up and the hand goes down, does it not?
Yes.
In a second, so too. So too, the mind should be able to do that, then it will be saved from unwanted thoughts. You are the master of your mind. You say it is my mind. So when you say my mind, it means you are his master and therefore it should obey your orders. And for that, this is the exercise. This is the exercise which Baba has told you for the mind. Bhakti Dada has observed. That Bhakti Dada has observed that every child wants to become conqueror of the mind and therefore conqueror of the world. Every child wants to become that, Baba knows. This is why before that crucial time comes, you should be able to stabilize your mind in whichever thought you want at that moment. It should be stabilized instantly in that thought. Therefore, today, Bap Dada wishes that every child becomes so powerful. Bapdada wishes that every child becomes so powerful that whatever thought he wants to create, the mind and intellect, sanskars, they should obey that order. The one who can practice in this way, only that one will definitely become the conqueror of the world. That one will definitely conquer the world also if he can practice this, what Baba just mentioned. All of you have love for Bap Dada. You also have love for the family. All of you have love for Bap Dada, and Bap Dada has even more love for you than you have for Bap Dada. So you have so much love for Bap Dada, but Bap Dada has even more love for the children than you have for Baba. But the children are very clever. So, how you have made Baba belong to you by saying, my Baba, and you have made Baba belong to you. Each child says with the faith, each child says with that faith, my Baba. So each child says, my Baba, with so much faith, and Baba also reciprocates and says, my children. This word, my, this very word, my, has done so much wonder. So children say, my Baba, and then Baba reciprocates, my children. So this word, my, has done such a wonder.
Oh,
by saying this, there is so much enthusiasm in each one's heart. When you say, my Baba, there's so much enthusiasm in your heart. You say, my Baba, lovely Baba. The Hindi word is Mera Baba, Pyara Baba. And as you say this again and again, you have become mine, Prabhupada is saying.
Koi bhi.
If Maya attacks you anytime, well, she will attack you because for half a kalpa you have made Maya belong to you. So, Maya too has a lot of love for you children also. So Maya also has a lot of love for you children. Therefore, she tries again and again to come to you. But the one who says, my Baba from the heart, then you receive Baba's help. So that one receives Baba's help the moment he says, my Baba. Even if he says it once, my Baba, then 1,000 times, Baba, then Baba is bound to help you 1,000 times. He is bound to give you 30,000 times powerful, 1,000 times help and make you powerful. You have this experience, don't you? Of you saying my Baba and Baba coming to your help and giving you that strength to face any situation. So I was asking, you have this experience, don't you? Now, bring this experience into practical form. Baba smiles when he sees one thing of the children. Do you know what that is? What must it be? Baba smiles when he sees that being done by you.
Sabhi kehte hain.
Everyone says Baba is my world. You say this, don't you? Baba is my world. Do all of you say this? Those who say Baba is my world, raise your hand. Baba is your world. Baba is my world. You say this. So everyone is raising their hand because each one says Baba is my world. You don't have another world, do you? You don't have another world. But what else you have?
Sanskar.
It is sanskar. Sansar is world. You may not have another world. Baba is your world. But what you still have is your sanskar. When you say Baba is my world or sansar, then no one else is in that sansar. You don't have another sansar, but the sanskar comes.
Sanskar kaise paida hote?
So how do the sanskars, how are the sanskars created then? According to the time, these days, Bap Dada wants you to delete, erase, completely finish this word sanskar. Can it be erased? Can it be finished? Or deleted, erased, whatever. Those who think that those who think that these sanskars cannot become an obstacle anymore now, and they have the determined thought, to finish it. And they say that they will do it on the basis of determined efforts or effort with determination. Even now, if you start it and it can happen, with the determined thought that I will do it, I can do it, not I'll try, I'll see about it, or I'll see if it's possible. No, not this type of thought. But yes, I have to do it, I will do it, I must do it. That determination should be there in you. Of course, the sanskars, their work is to come. But your work is to finish them. I have to finish them. Do you have that courage? Do you have that courage? You had raised your hand. You had raised your hand for this earlier as well. Whatever determined thought you had created earlier, are you able to fulfill it? Those who think that Baba said it, and as it is Baba's, because Baba's task is to give you the aim. And your task is whatever Baba says, I have to do it. So, that is your task to do it. So, fix a date for that. Just as the devotees have fixed their dates, haven't they? They fix a date for Shivratri. So they celebrate Shivratri on that fixed date. Similarly, fix the date for this, changing your sanskars completely. Okay, everyone's date may not be the same date, but then each one fix a date for himself or herself individually at least. If it can't be just one date for all, each one can fix this date individually. Raise your hand who can do it. And everyone is raising their hand. Yes, you can do it, and so did you do it? You had said earlier too that you would do it, but did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? I was asking again. Double foreigners say, did you do it? Did you fix your date?
Acha samne wale
those in the front?
Yeah, fix.
Did you fix your date? Baba is telling each one to fix his own date.
It's your date to fix, Gina.
So each one write and give the slip to Baba that this is my date and on by this date I will finish all sanskars. Give your own date to Baba.
Bachoka, paper mask kiye, bahaduri to dekhega.
Baba will check, no? And will see to what extent you are really brave and you have passed in your test. Then Baba will sing the song, Wah, my children, wah. Then Baba will celebrate. There'll be a ceremony for you. For those who have made the determined thought and fixed their date and according to that date they have really transformed completely, Baba will celebrate and have a ceremony for them. Of course, the difference will come, won't it? Because if you have fixed a date and your date is coming closer, then you'll naturally transform faster, don't you? Won't you? Because you have to accomplish that on that particular date. So, the one who will really be able to accomplish this on the date fixed by that one, then Bab Dada will celebrate, have a celebration and have a ceremony for that one. And when that gap will keep reducing, then even the others who watch you should be able to verify it, that yes, the gap is, that this gap is reducing and they are reaching their highest stage. Because how can it be verified? Because the sanskars emerge when you come in contact with others. So they will be able to say to what extent you have finished your sanskars. Bab Dada has noticed that every child does have that pure intoxication that I am Master Almighty Authority.
Master,
you are Master, aren't you? As you say you are almighty, then then you also have the power to finish the old sanskar, is it not? Because even that is a power to finish the old sanskar. As you say, you are Master Almighty. Okay. Oh, now, all those who are first-timers, they stand up. All those who are first-timers, who are meeting Bhaktada for the first time in this kalpa, they stand up. Just look around, Baba's telling Dadiji. Look around, look behind and see there's so many who are first timers. So many first timers. Bhaktada is congratulating you. Congratulations to you for coming to Madhuvan. Bhaktada knows that you have come before the too late board will be put up. So you are in time, you have come before the too late board is going to be put up. The whole family's blessings are on you. The whole family has this pure hope, wish for all of you that may you do double effort and in spite of having come last, you can go fast. You can go fast. Do you have the courage? So to all the first timers, Baba is asking, do you have the courage? That in spite of having come last, you can go fast and come first. Do you have this courage that you can come first by going fast even though you have come last at the end? It's not going to be first, but you will come in the first class. Can it be possible for you? Those who think that even if we have come late, we are last, we have come now, but then we can go fast and come first. Those who say that, raise your hand. With faith in yourself. You have faith in yourself? You have faith in yourself? Those at the back, raise your hand higher. Those at the back, raise your hand higher. Very few are raising the hand.
Fir bhi. Sara parivar. Aur bap dada. Aapko.
So, the whole family and bap dada will cooperate with you. And they wish to make you go forward. They wish to make you go forward. So, from whichever center you have come, in that center, remind everyone also that this promise is possible to fulfill. It's not impossible. It is possible, but you need to pay double attention. If you go last so fast, then everyone in the center will celebrate for you the day of doing intense effort. You know, they will celebrate for you. Okay, you may sit down. Each one has this enthusiasm that we should become Bap Saman as quickly as possible and show it to Baba that yes, we can do it. At Amrit Vela, when you have heart-to-heart conversation with Bap Dada, at that time Baba is happy to see you and says, "Wah, my children, wah." And then Baba, whether it is for the new child or for the old child, to everyone, Bap Dada gives many, many blessings from the heart. You take one step forward and the father takes 1,000 steps forward to give you help. Because time is changing at fast speed now. Time is changing at fast speed now. Okay, what more has Bap Dada to say now?
बाबा सेवा का टर्न दिल्ली और आगरा का है.
दिल्ली एंड आगरा.
दिल्ली जोन और आगरा साथ में है.
ओके, दिल्ली.
सेवा का टर्न दिल्ली और आगरा.
दिल्ली एंड आगरा जोन दे टर्न.
दिल्ली और आगरा वाले उठे.
दिल्ली एंड आगरा देयर टर्न ऑफ सेवा ऑफ सर्विस.
साइलेंस से खड़े हों, आवाज नहीं करें।
पहले दिल्ली उठे,
फर्स्ट दिल्ली एंड देन फर्स्ट ओनली दिल्ली गेट अप देन आगरा,
बैठ जाओ,
द अदर स्टे सिट डाउन ओनली दिल्ली। Bap Dada has heard how those of Delhi, they always do something new in service. So you should now do some new invention of service. Whatever programs happen, whatever lectures take place, all that is good because through that too expansion is taking place and more people are coming in your relationship. Those who are already in contact and relationship, they are also very good. But these programs have kept on going for a long time now. So, but then from now onwards, do something new, some novelty you should do, so that all those who are on the field of service, they get some new enthusiasm and zeal to do that type of service. Will you do it? Will you do it? Yeah, make everyone become enthusiastic and keep them busy in it. When you hold the big programs, then those who are to give speeches, of course, they become very busy. But then at that time, others help them, others cooperate with them. Yeah, even that is important, that is necessary to help others. But then create some new method in which everyone who has that quality, that art or speciality, should become busy in that task. Because the whole kingdom is being established. Therefore, those of Delhi should invent something new. Is it okay? Are all of you okay? Will you do it? Raise your hand. All the teachers too. You're not raising your hand. Baba is asking Bhishman Bhai and he is raising his hand. Because Bhishman Bhai is the head, no? So Baba is asking, you're not raising your hand, and he raised his hand. So anyone can create some newness. Even the new children can think of ideas of new service. If there is anyone who has a new thought, a new idea, then from wherever he may be, he can also write to Madhuban, to the head office. All have the chance to share their feelings or telling about any new method of service. Even in your efforts, those of Delhi should take number one. Bab Dada has said it for a long time that it can be any center, whether it is in this land or in any other land abroad, overseas, anywhere, any center, if it is free of all obstacles, at least 6 months, completely free of obstacles. No single obstacle having come for 6 months in that center, it is totally free from all obstacles. If there is any such center and it comes number one, then we can celebrate for that center too, the day of being completely free of obstacles. Baba is saying now, from now onwards, 6 months. So 6 months practice, 6 months practice, then that should continue. So Baba is giving 6 months time. In those 6 months, no obstacles whatsoever. Then Baba will give a prize to that center. Will Delhi take number one? Will Delhi take number one? The whole family, Bab Dada is happy, and the whole family is happy. So whether it is service or in following all the disciplines, all the principles, and is therefore free of all obstacles. Bap Dada has told you about this earlier as well, but still no name has come yet of any center which has been free of all obstacles for at least 6 months. So no name has come yet. Okay, if it cannot be a whole zone, then those centers connected with the main center, even if they aim for becoming free of obstacles, then Bap Dada will see to that also. Now you have to move forward quickly. You have to take quick steps forward because anything can happen at any time. Bap Dada will not tell you the date. Okay, those of Delhi can sit down.
Baba, meeting ki bhene aayi hai, bhai bhene. Meeting ke liye bhai bhene aayi hai sabhi. Sabhi meeting wale uthenge. Agra aage hai, meeting wale koi.
So, there was a meeting held of all the seniors, so Munival is announcing that all those who had come for the meeting, all those of the meeting, who were in the meeting, all the seniors. All the main zone in charges and sub-zone in charges and national coordinators, chairpersons, Madhuban coordinators, all were in the meeting. And in this meeting there was discussion on how to transform our sanskars and fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. So, so those who are in the meeting, they are the responsible instrument souls. Everyone's attention and love is towards those who are instruments. Because you are the support. Of all whatever wave of efforts you create or you are doing, you are having, that is very good. But then Bap Dada has one wish, and all of you are lamps of Baba's hope.
Bap Dada,
Bap Dada keeps this hope. In all of you that from or through your face and activity it should be felt by everyone. Through your face and activity it should be felt by everyone that you are a sample in front of everyone. You are like a role model, an example for everyone. Just as now they accept, they say, that you have to follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. So it is said only for Brahma Baba at this time. You signal to Brahma Baba, towards Brahma Baba that you have to follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. But then those who are instrument souls, it should also be for them. They too should be signaled in this way that if you want to follow in anyone's footsteps, then follow in so and so's footsteps. Follow in the footsteps of so and so's soul. They should say that now. Before it was just for Brahma Baba, but now they should be. They should also be able to tell for you, because you become an example like Brahma Baba. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Or you still need time to achieve that stage? So Bap Dada has hope in this group. For that, you may sit down. The aim that you have kept of becoming Bap Saman, so for that Baba needs examples, example of you whom they can see and follow. Can it be possible? You have to do it, is it not? This group has to keep such a aim that whatever we do, others will see us and follow. And you have to take blessings from others in this way. You have to become the instruments.
बाबा आगरा वाले भी आए हैं
सेवा
आगरा भी सब जोन है
आगरा ऑल्सो आगरा सब जोन इज ऑल्सो देर आगरा तो सब आगरा स्टैंड अप So many from this sub-zone Agra.
Agra ko aisa koi karya ya seva karte
Agra has to do special task or special service just as
Agra
in government's list the city of Agra is famous. You know, Agra is famous for its Taj Mahal. So it's a famous city, Agra, therefore Baba is telling Agra. So Agra has to do a special service, just as Agra has a special name in the government's list, so too Agra should do something special, so that in the almighty government's list also, Agra becomes famous. So just as Agra is famous otherwise in the world because of Taj Mahal, so Baba is saying, in the almighty government too, Agra should become well known. Should Baba keep hopes in you and Vimla Ben in charge of Agra? Baba was asking her and she is nodding her head and Baba is saying, congratulations for accepting Bhaktada's hope and aiming to fulfill it. But how long will you take for that, to fulfill Bhaktada's hope? She's saying something.
Baba, ek mela kar rahe hain, mega program.
They are going to have a mega program, a very big program. That everyone does, even you will do, so what? that you will do, others have been doing, you will give lectures in that, no? Do some new invention. Do something new, different, which no other zone has done up to now. Because Agra is worth seeing because of the Taj Mahal, so everyone wants to go to Agra. Just as it has a special name, no, in the government's list. All the VIPs go to Agra when they come to Delhi. We also go to Agra to see the Taj Mahal. So Agra is well known. And all the VIPs wish to go there. So, you think about it, at Amrit Vela, sit in remembrance and think. Then you will get some touching of what new you should do in Agra. Is it okay? Is it okay? Teachers, raise your hand. All the teachers of Agra. There are many teachers in Agra. So do some wonder. Bap Dada tells all the children again, do something new. Whatever is going on, according to the time, that's fine. But then, now what is needed is something new. More novelty. Some new invention. Any zone can do it. But do something new. Every child is loved by Bap Dada.
Bap Dada, har ek bachche ki.
And Bap Dada knows the speciality of every child. Each one has a speciality, but some use this speciality in any task, and whilst the speciality of others stays hidden. So Baba says, each child is loved by Baba. Each child is Baba's Sikileta child, long lost now found child. And Baba wishes that each one of you keep flying and make others fly. That's the blessing Baba has given to all. Keep flying and make others fly. Okay, those of Agra can sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene aaye.
Double foreigners have come. Stand up, all double foreigners. All double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners stand up, please. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners, please stand up. You can raise your hand, all double foreigners. Yes. Wave to Baba. Baba's watching you all. Okay. The double foreigners always experience that
Brahman Parivar or Bap Dada kis vishesh sikilade.
We are the most sikilade members of this Brahmin family and children of Bap Dada. We are the long lost now found souls of this Brahmin family and of Bap Dada, because physically, distance wise, you are far, but although you are physically far, but as far you are physically in where closeness to Baba is concerned, you are very close to Bap Dada's heart. This is your speciality, because when you say Baba, you say Baba, when you say Baba, at that very moment, each one's face becomes so absorbed in Baba's love when you say Baba from the heart, and your face is absorbed in Baba's love, and when Baba sees your face, he's so happy to see you absorbed in Baba's love. And other thing which Baba has noticed is that each one of you has this speciality. That each one of you has a speciality that you follow the disciplines very well. You have kept the courage to follow all the disciplines, the principles which are followed here. Before you used to say, well, this is the culture of Bharat. You used to feel that too, this is Bharat's culture. But now, you say, we also belong to Bharat. We are first of Bharat. We are the original Bharatvasis. You say this because Bharat is the capital, no, of the world in golden age. So that is now firm in your heart that we are originally of Bharat. You keep asking, don't you, that why are we born in that country? Why are we there? Why are we not born in Bharat? You keep asking, don't you? Are we really belonging to that country because they think that they belong to Bharat? No. So Baba says, you belong to Bharat. You belong to the family of Bharat. So you have great love for Bharat. Up to now you have done very good service, and these days it is seen that wherever you think Baba service hasn't taken place yet, wherever you haven't been yet, you keep the aim of going there and doing service. And as a result of that, you have been successful of going there and doing service. Isn't it that way? You are doing service, aren't you? Raise your hand, those who are really doing service. Who are doing service nearby, wherever service hasn't taken place yet, and you're going there and doing service. Raise your hand. Bhaktada is happy to see that. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. To all the children everywhere, the children who are loved, who are heartily loved, loved from the heart. Who always have it in their awareness, and they have to bring it more and more in their awareness, that we have to make intense effort and reveal the Father so that everyone's heart says, my Baba has come. My Baba has come. Everyone's heart should sing this. This thought of so much zeal and enthusiasm, Vaptada is able to receive of the children these days. The zeal and enthusiasm the children have to reveal the Father. So that is reaching Vaptada these days. Majority of you have it in your heart that we have to reveal the Father. So Bhaktada too hopes that very soon this message has to reach all very soon. So this message has to reach all very soon now, so that they may claim their inheritance, at least to some extent, if it's not of Jivan Mukti, inheritance of Jivan Mukti, if they're not able to claim, then at least they claim the inheritance of Mukti with love. Because the Father has to give inheritance to everyone. So as much you make people claim the fortune, as much you make people claim the fortune, that much you too will claim the rights to your kingdom. You will get the inheritance of your kingdom. So to every child, everywhere, Bap Dada is giving lots and lots of love and blessings. May you accept lots and lots of love and blessings from Bhaktada to everyone, everywhere.
Dada, Radio se mulaqat karenge.